Well, good morning. And today, I thought we'd finish our survival pack for children. What is it that we're surviving? We need to survive, Catherine. Exactly. People around us who hate the Christian faith, hate God, and who want you not to believe in God. Now, we've been thinking about that. We thought a bit about them. What motivates them? What motivates them? What's underlying it? Timothy there.
Sin.
Sin. Sin. Sin loves darkness and hates what? Stanley.
Good.
Good or opposite of darkness? David.
Light.
Hates the light. So they're going to hate Christ and anybody who represents Christ. Sorry to have to tell you this. But that is the world that we are in. And we're pilgrims, aren't we? If we're seeking to be the Lord's people, we're pilgrims in an unfriendly world. Now, I thought to finish, I'd tell you something actually very straightforward and very simple. If you and I are going to survive, no more than that, prosper in this fallen world, surrounded by the opposition that there is, and I happen to tell you about it, you've got to reckon with it, you and I are going to need to be, well, there's a word beginning with B, or another word beginning with C, that you and I are going to need to be. Timothy.
Brave and courageous.
Correct. Spot on, both of them there. I didn't tell him beforehand, I promise. Brave and courageous. Brave and courageous. Oh, now there's something. Can you think of some examples of bravery and courage? Stanley.
Don't listen to people who say, be a Christian, push forward with it, and have your own way, don't do it.
Yeah, that's right. Stand out from the crowd. That doesn't mean you have to, I don't know, look funny or just appear funny or something like that or different like that. But you're going to speak differently. You're going to think differently. You're going to react differently to what people say. Yes?
Don't deny Jesus.
That takes courage. You know, that takes courage. In this world around here, to say, you go to church and you go to Sunday school, people might go, what? And that actually you believe the Bible, they'll go like that. But you be brave and you be courageous. And there's another word. This is a C word. Where you've got either this or that. And you have to make a... Go on there, Timothy.
Choice.
Choice. You've got to make a choice. And I would say, make it now. Make that now. That you, even if you're not yet converted, right? Even if as yet you can't say, well, I do really believe in Jesus Christ. I really do believe in him to have forgiven me my sin. Even if you've not reached that point yet, and you can't hand on heart say, that's me, I would say this to you. You choose him anyway. Rather stand for the Bible, for him, for his word, for his truth, over and against the world. However clever and funny, threatening, intimidating the world might seem to be, and however much people might say, oh, you're this, are you? Don't worry. You choose to honour him above them. You choose to honour the Bible above any other book, any other group of people. You choose to honour his view of the world rather than the world's view of the world. And I'm sure that the Lord will work in your heart. Choose him daily. There's something in the Bible that it says we have to take up daily to follow him. What do we take up daily to follow him? I can't see a hand anywhere. Can I? Okay, Timothy.
Is it take up our cross and follow
yeah,
him?
It is. Take up our cross. We're going to follow him. We're going to be... He was insulted by the world. We'll be insulted by it too then. He always chose to do his Father's will. Not the devil's, not the Pharisees, not Peter's will. He did his Father's will. we will choose to take up our cross daily and follow him. It says deny yourself, doesn't it? It means, well, this might be awkward for me and people might go against me, but I'm going to do it anyway because I think that he is more important than anything else. You choose him. Be brave. Be courageous. Because the Lord will open doors for you. He will. The Lord will give you opportunities. And the Lord may actually, through your work, your words, how you are, how you behave, even win some people to him. Your bravery, your courage now could have a huge impact on some of your friends that rather than be in the world, they might say, I think you've got a point. I want to know about that Jesus Christ. So survival, right. Bravery, courage, choosing Christ daily above everything and everyone else. So where are we going to look to for the strength for that, finally? Where should we look to for the strength and the help for that? Stanley.
God and the Bible.
God and the Bible. Well, you say, I don't know whether I believe in him yet. Pray to him. Pray to him. Pray to him for strength to help you to obey him and honour him in this world. Pray to him. Ask him. And he'll work in your heart, I'm sure. You pray. You seek. You ask him. Because you want in this world to be brave and courageous, to stand for him, to be able to choose him, taking up your cross there, and following him. Oh, may the Lord help us indeed. Difficult world we're in. It's a difficult world, right? Not easy, not straightforward. If anybody tells you, oh, you believe in Christ, trouble's all over. Well, your biggest trouble's over. You have God for your friend then. Your sins are atoned for. That's the best thing of all. But in this world, afraid you're going to have trials. Afraid you're going to have tribulations. That's what the Bible says. And everybody who's been a Christian any length of time will tell you exactly that. So that's the fact. You look to Christ to give you the courage and the boldness to stand for him. And may the Lord bless each of us as we do that.